The information included in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing discussed here is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast.
Hello everyone, this is Victoria Porter. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. You're listening to the Healthy Hot Springs podcast from the Razorback Campercell Studios. Health is our most important asset, and on this show, I sit down with local health professionals to discuss opportunities and strategies for you to get healthy hot springs. So Taylor Brickle is in the studio today, and we're going to talk about mental health. So Taylor, tell me just a little bit about yourself. You're an LPC, correct?
Yes, I'm an LPC. I have some credentialing in trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy. I'm a registered play therapist as well. And then if I can offer telemed, and I'm also brain spotting trained.
Okay. And I know, I think we're going to talk about brain spotting today, right?
Right.
But an LPC is a licensed professional counselor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And you have a practice here in downtown?
Yes. I have a practice downtown Hot Springs, above the Colorado Grill.
Yeah.
I see children, adults, all different kinds, just there to support them.
Yes, and for those few that don't know, Colorado Grill is on Wachita.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how everyone knows that building. It's the Lindell Square building, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's an elevator there that you can take up to the second floor. And Taylor has an office over there. So tell me a little bit about brain spotting.
Yeah, so brain spotting came out of EMDR, actually. Dr. David Grand, he was trained in EMDR, and he saw...
So what is EMDR?
EMDR is eye movement desensitization reprocessing. So it's
okay.
A mouthful,
yeah.
but it's a very awesome technique and approach as well. It's great for trauma-based type therapy or any kind of anxiety, depression. I mean, it can be used for an array of things. So Dr. Grant, he was working alongside EMDR professional. He was actually EMDR certified, and he saw that there was a heavy connection between our eyes and how we process things. And so he went out and was like, I'm going to really study this. So he used this with clients who were figure skaters, like any kind of athlete-oriented person.
And so explain to me why that would matter.
So his population of choice was athletes. He worked alongside with athletes. Athletes came to him. And I really don't know the emergence of like why they chose Dr. Grand.
Okay.
But a lot of these athletes had some kind of issue, like parent issue, like they didn't feel like they're good enough. So they couldn't land jumps. They couldn't land certain techniques depending on where they were. Mainly if we look at figure skaters, it was like an actual jump. And he wrote a book about this. It's called Brain Spotting. And it's by Dr. David Grand. And he noticed that if they were able to process through some of those emotional issues with parent or anxieties or depression, what have you, that they were starting to land their jumps.
Wow.
They were starting to land these things. And that's why it was a phenomenon to him. He was like, wow, this is crazy that we can use our eyes and we can process through things. Because if we look at our eyes are really the first thing that's formed in the womb. If you think about it, it's really the first thing that pops out. It's connected to the retina, which is definitely connected to brain tissue, and that is brain tissue.
Right.
So we can go where the trauma is stored. And that's just how we process things. Sometimes we look in the room and try to process through what's going on in our lives instead of looking straight in the eye.
So whenever we think about like your real world mm-hmm. clients that come in to see you and here in Hot Springs, so give me an example of someone who might benefit from brain spotting. And so, explain to me the difference between brain spotting and EMDR, mm-hmm. just a little bit.
So EMDR has, I'm not trained in EMDR, so they have a lot of different techniques and things. Okay. They do like bilateral stimulation with vibrating type devices. They do just array of techniques that I'm not quite knowledgeable on. I know that they did do some eye movement, obviously.
Okay.
But with brain spotting, it's a little bit different because it is very client-led. It's very organic. It's okay. not, it's, the setups are where you can get them to be able to discover which one's best for them, because you do a setup, whether it's called inside window or outside window, where they find the spot. The setup's very organic to them and where they find it, not where you find it, not where you're trying to position them or the technique a specific way.
Whenever I envision brain spotting, I mean, I get a visual of an actual place in my brain. Am I completely wrong on that?
I mean, that's definitely what the okay. name kind of alludes to. And and so what I would do is I could use a wand, or I could use just the room. But I would essentially guide you into what you're feeling. Like if you're like, I'm bothered by my husband. I'm bothered by my husband. He's irritating me. And we would scale it. We put it on a scale, like how big it is to you and where it is in your body.
And so obviously there are things like trauma, mm-hmm. past trauma, history of trauma, those types of things that, you know, it's, I would think there's probably like a scale, right?
Yeah.
The everyday issues that we have and that we can come in for are very different than maybe something that would be scaled much higher as
yeah.
far as like some childhood trauma or maybe in an accident or anxiety, that type of thing, right?
It's so diverse that it could be used for many different instances. And because okay. I've noticed it with some clients, if they've had any somatic responses, it seems to alleviate it.
And somatic is physical.
Somatic, physical. Right. So, like, if they're having a headache or something that's pretty mild, that's just been lingering, it kind of helps with that. Or it could be the trauma flashback type behavior, re-experiencing.
That can be, like, an image, and mm-hmm. kind of a traumatic image that you see
yes.
from whatever the trauma was.
Yes. Right? And so they're able to get some relief from that, or even avoidance, like even if they don't want to talk right. about it or think about it, because it's hard. It's hard to talk right. about those things. They can face it in a way that really they don't even have to say a whole lot at all in the room. They can just process it in their brain, and they don't have to be verbal, because we don't use the frontal cortex. We want to use our prefrontal cortex, the front part of our brain, through thoughts and processing and those types of things. But whenever you're dealing with trauma and emotions, you want to go where that's stored, which is your amygdala and the cerebellum, down in the base, the root. We start from the back to the front.
Right.
And so if we can really go to where it's stored down there, we can go back to where we're processing in the front.
Let's talk about kind of walk me through. I'm just thinking of the, you know, a person that might be hearing this that's thinking about coming in for therapy with mm-hmm. you to do brain spotting. Can you kind of walk me through? Because I know it can just coming to see a therapist can create a lot of anxiety, right?
Yes.
So let's help them try and alleviate a little of that anxiety and tell me, what's it like to come in and see you? Like, what would that process be like?
Yes. So typically I wouldn't do brain spotting like a technique the first session, because
right.
I'm just gathering information. But as you get more comfortable, whatever you want to focus on that day, usually we take it as what's bothersome for you right now. And then I would just do what's called a setup, and I would ask you, you know, what the level of intensity that is from 1 to 10, and then I would ask you if there's anywhere you feel that in your body. And so these are going to be cues. These are going to cue you into where the spot is in the room.
Okay.
So that way, and it's amazing because you think, oh, well, that's just strange. Like, you can pick up on those things, and I can find it in the room. I'm not going to know. No, the body knows. The body knows
yes,
best, and
yes.
it's just this beautiful thing, because because I've had even little prepubescent girls who say, yeah, it's right there. I know it's right there. And it's like they firmly believe it's right there and where their spot is in the room. And so I would just guide you to compare different areas in the room, and you would just focus on that and process and let your thoughts and your emotions just come and go. And I might check in on you to see if I notice something, like a cue, if your jaw tightens or something. I might say, how are you doing? I noticed your jaw tightening. And then if you want to say something, you can, but that's the setup.
And the jaw tightening would be as you're processing thoughts related to the traumatic
that
you're thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I love that you said children. So brain spotting works for children.
Yes.
And
yes.
You see children, right?
Yes, I do see children.
And adults.
And adults. I'm a registered play therapist. So we also use, I combine play with it. So if there is, I have like these, they're called flip-a-zoos or flip-a-pets.
Oh, yeah.
And I use them as, you know, where does it live? Where does this emotion live? And just kind of move them around in the room. And then they'll just focus on that and they'll play with it. And they'll tell me where it lives, and they'll tell me what else this flip-a-pet or flip-a-zoo is feeling. And they're able to process kind of out loud, but in a very playful manner.
And that's because in my experience, and I would think you too, children have a much harder time describing and identifying their emotions.
Oh, yes.
Right? Yes.
Yes.
And so
yes.
You can help them identify those, talk about what's going on. Because I know we all know, like, especially with children, that anxiety can manifest, like, with the upset tummy. Well, I think it's the same for us too, right?
Yeah.
I think we learn how to handle
and
those
behaviors.
Physicals. Right.
What I've noticed, behaviors. But
so tell me.
I'll tell you a little bit about play.
Yeah.
I believe play is our natural language. Even adults, like we are very playful. Women are very playful in how they nurture their children. It's a playful way, and so are men. Men interact playfully with the children as well, whether it's wrestling, those types of things. So if you notice, we play naturally. You see, and animals in the world, like the cubs or cows, they play with each other. So play is just a normal behavior for all kinds. And so if we can go into a play session or be playful with a child, those are their words. Those are their metaphors. That is how they experience their world, is through play. Whenever they're struggling with something, they might show it with their baby dolls or their Barbies or their Legos or their aggressiveness, and there's themes to these behaviors that they're having in the play session. So if we can go where their natural language is, then it can expand into further processing.
How many steps do you take if you have a rock in your shoe? Not many. Well, if you have to walk on a prosthetic leg that does not fit, it is like walking with a rock in your shoe. Although there are many innovations when it comes to prosthetic feet and knees, the comfort of a prosthesis begins with the fit of the socket. Michael Kenny is a certified prosthetist who has been walking on a prosthetic leg since he was 16 years old after losing his leg to a motorcycle accident. He is committed to fitting prosthetic legs so they are comfortable, intimate, and optimize ease of walking. Motility Prosthetics has been in Hot Springs since 2015, but Michael Kenny has been building legs for over 25 years. All fabrication is done on site. There are no delays from having to ship to a fabrication house. Adjustments can easily be made on the spot. Motility means the spontaneous ability to move. At Motility Prosthetics, we want you to be able to walk on your prosthetic leg with a sense of spontaneity. Call for a free consultation. 501-620-4800.
I'm just thinking, as a parent, what would be some signs that perhaps my child might would need to come in?
That's a good question.
Perhaps they're getting at school, they're getting in trouble more, maybe a change in behavior.
I've noticed a lot of defiance, towards them, it feels like a power struggle between the parent and the child. And okay. that's always hard, you know, for a parent. So definitely that would be a behavior. Since there's so many different emotional struggles, like there's certain behaviors for trauma, there's certain behaviors for just more of an anger management type. But if I'm looking at the anger, if one's more angry than usual, defiance, that type of thing, some anxieties, like if they have some upset stomach or fearfulness, extra worry, which also can bleed into the trauma part of it, of extreme worry. If there was an event that occurred, maybe they haven't even processed that to you, but it might have been a very upsetting event to them. It might not be traumatic for another person or even their twin, but they experience it as traumatic.
We all understand that feeling, right? Because we're so unique in our emotions and our feelings. So I know it's hard as a parent because you're like, why are you so upset about this little thing? But for a young child, it's not a little thing, right? Yeah. Their world is small. I'm just thinking in terms of, am I correct whenever I say behaviors like a child hasn't done any bedwetting or anything like that, and then suddenly maybe that's happening?
Yeah, there's some regression. That would be a huge indicator. So regression would be any type of thing that they've, milestone that they've already succeeded at, and then they turned back.
Okay.
And went backwards in time. So that could be bedwetting. That could be, talking, communicating, speech, which could also lead into other modalities of developmental practice, like speech therapy, occupational therapy, and physical therapy. It could lead into those types of therapies that are needed as well. But those regressive behaviors are a big indicator.
I'm curious to know, is this something, so if you've had a trauma, perhaps I'm thinking maybe an accident, or maybe something, maybe even like a pet that was unexpectedly died, something like that, a grandparent has been sick, or I'm just trying to think about some things that we might not think are as traumatic for children that they are, right? Is this something that you can do as kind of a preventive type service if you want to, like if you know that perhaps a parent, a grandparent even is sick, or maybe a sick grandparent moves in the home, which we see, right, as caregivers, we might have to take care of our parent as they're sick. So the parents anyway. And then if they're seeing that happen, that might be something that they would want to kind of a preventive service, child in.
I feel like there's such an overlap, too, with grief in this, you know, and I'm thinking of you, Victoria, is like there's a loss of something. There's so many losses here. Whenever, even if it's just a pet, or if there's a stage of movement between housing, or a parent or a grandparent even coming into the home, it's just nice to have support during that time. Someone that actually can be there through the whole time, instead of like feeling like you're starting over. So, I mean, I've had clients in the past who've had experiences that may not have been or seen as a big deal to other people. It could have been like a turtle died or something, but they felt really close to the turtle. Yeah. You know, it's because it's a loss. It's a loss. And they may not show traumatic symptoms. I always do a trauma eval I would say 98% of the time, very few instances when I have not brought in that trauma screening for my clients, because I believe that this world is hard, and you know, there's going to be trauma. There's going to be trauma. It's just the world we live in.
Right, and as we all know, COVID, the C word, let's say it. So COVID has certainly changed a lot of children's lives.
Yes.
And the school experience, it was so different there for such a long time. There's so much loss. Yeah. And whenever you were talking about losses for children, I was thinking about even a move, moving out of a neighborhood with friends, that type of thing. We might be excited by it, but children, that could be something that they struggle with more than we realize.
Yes.
So, as parents, it's a lot, which is wonderful that we have some help.
Yes.
You know, like you to help us navigate those difficult experiences, I guess, that children are going through. Is there anything that I would need to know coming in to visit with you? Is there anything that I would need to know to come for that first visit? I just need to call, schedule an appointment with you?
Yeah. So you would just call 501-420-4407. My practice is called Waves of Change, and I'm Taylor Burkell. Or you could email me. I have a Psychology Today page, and that's a good resource because that also describes me and has a good little picture there. So that way you can see the room and see if that's a comfortable fit for you.
And that would include your certifications for brain spotting and that type of stuff.
Yes, yes.
Is there anything that you feel like we haven't covered on the topic of brain spotting that would be helpful?
You know, brain spotting is so vast. Like, there is more. There is, you know, there's a what's called bilateral sound. There's lots of different things. So there might be a level two part of it. It's just, it's something that is, to me, seems so natural but so foreign. Because of, and what I mean by that is that it's our natural instinct to do it. But for us, you know, to like hear about it, it's like, what? It's that easy? Like, it's that easy?
Right.
And
it seems almost kind of scary when you first hear about it, but it's really a very natural process.
Right. And hypnosis. And it's not that. It's just a natural thing that you already do. In fact, there's a name for that whenever you're doing that in the room. And so it's very straightforward.
It's in the media a lot right now. I feel like we're hearing a lot about brain spotting.
Mm-hmm.
It's become more widely known, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you aware of any, I know celebrities talk about, because we have, I know Prince Harry talked about EMDR, that type of just all of that, EMDR, brain spotting, it's all just kind of coming out as something that's incredibly helpful for trauma.
Yeah.
But not, and for me, and I just said trauma, for me, I think trauma is something really traumatic, but it doesn't, like you said, it can just be that you're having a hard time with your husband lately, right?
Yeah.
Or your wife.
Well, it's still a foundational experience. You know, it could be something, like I said, is nothing compared to for one person, but it was something really big because maybe there was some words used in that situation. Like if there was a fight between two people or whatever, it could have taken them back to another situation. Everything's connected. And that's what I like about brain spotting too, is whenever you're, let's say if someone was processing about, and I'm going to start simple, I'm just going to say anxiety, like something that was just bothersome to them and they worried about, it may connect to something about brother that happened to them whenever like they were 3 or 4 years old that was scary for that child, but the brother was okay. He went to the hospital, but it was okay. Like he was fine. But it was scary for that person.
And they're still carrying
and
that.
And they still carry that, and it's all connected. Everything's connected and can influence something. And so,
it's such a fascinating topic.
It is.
Well, I appreciate you coming in to talk about brain spotting today. Again, Taylor Brickle, she's a licensed professional counselor here in Hot Springs. Tell me again your practice number and the name, location.
Yeah, it's Waves of Change, And the number is 501-420-4407. And it's off of Ouachita Avenue, 320 Ouachita Avenue on the second floor. And thank you so much for having me, Victoria.
Well, thanks for coming. Like I said, it's such an important topic. I love that we are talking about mental health. I love that we're going to talk about some stuff. But thanks for tuning in and joining us for Healthy Hot Springs. We look forward to having another topic regarding health on our next episode of Healthy Hot Springs.
Thanks for listening to Healthy Hot Springs from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Join us every Wednesday as we discuss a different topic related to keeping hot springs healthy.